Welcome everyone to the betting capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, and this is Odds On, and this is Odds On WWE's No Mercy. And I've been starting to do the smaller pay-per-views now, and my usual co-host on What's On Fight is with me on this one, and that is Mr. Fourth Row. What's going on, Mr. Fourth Row?
Hey, I'm doing well, doing okay. Just getting over a little bit of a cold from last week, but I'm here on a new podcast that I'm filling in for you. So how are you doing?
Good. So, you know, you listen to the other odds on before. We just give a little bit of predictions and give the actual odds that are out there for these from these betting sites that bet on professional wrestling. But, yeah, so what is your gambling experience? I mean, do you play the lottery? Do you bet any?
My experience is mainly do play like the Powerball, and I usually don't get any scratch tickets. So anytime I get in scratch tickets, usually because it's like a gift from somebody. Like I know a lot of times for like Christmas or birthdays, my grandma would give me scratch tickets with a birthday card, things like that. Never won anything really big from anything. Other than, you know, say like $4 or $5, and usually just kind of roll those over into another ticket or something like that. So in fact, right now, actually I've got a couple Powerball tickets that I've got like about $5 total wins on. So I'm probably just going to roll those over into the next drawing. So, but yeah, that's my experience. When I went out to Vegas, I think it was 2008 before the Star Trek Experience closed at the Hilton. We went to one of the places. I think it was Caesars. When we went over to Caesars, I put down a bet for the Cubs to win the World Series. But that was 2008, so I was 8 years ahead of the actual time that actually happened. So if I'd have a DeLorean, Back to the Future DeLorean, I could probably get that fixed and take advantage of that.
So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of betting. Blackjack is my game of choice. But we're just betting on wrestling, and right now I am in our Pick'em Leagues that we have, the TTN Pick'em Leagues. I am in second place and haven't lost a key matchup when I bet my 5 points, because I always max bet, no reason not to. So where do you want to start?
Anywhere is fine. If we want to start at the top, because you know it's kind of a lot of these sites and stuff just go ahead and start with the big matches and kind of dwindle down to the singles or non-championship matches. I'd be okay with that.
Okay, let's start. Let's start with a title match. It is for the Cruiserweight title. We have Adrian Neville taking on Enzo Amore. And Neville is the favorite. I got here 3 to 7 odds.
Yeah, I see that too, and you know I probably would concur with that. I don't think it's time for them to do another switch when it comes to a that championship, the Cruiserweight Championship. You know, they did look like they were going to do some bouncing back and forth between. Who had the championship before Neville?
Tozawa.
Yeah. So you know, I thought they might, but I don't think it's Neville's time. Honestly, I would kind of concur with that. You know, and of course Neville, Amore is supposedly in the doghouse, so you know he's under locker room punishment and probably. Management punishment too for his behavior. what it reads.
Yeah, so this is kind of an easy one. If I do feel like picking Enzo, but not to win the title, just to win the match.
Right.
So that's kind of odd there. But you might as well just go with Neville, just to be safe. For myself, I probably would go with Enzo because of disqualification. But I wouldn't put no money on that match at all.
Yeah, and I've always agreed with the Pickups League, for example. You know, you have to actually think about that kind of situation that, okay, somebody can win the match and get disqualified. So you always have you know, that thing in the back of your mind, like, well, this person could win the match because of a disqualification, but the championship will still stay in place. So there's always that second guess, and in my mind at least, that can happen. It's like, well, you know, sometimes you may not want to try to second guess or maybe even third guess yourself, and that's what I feel like my problem has been in the last few events with our league. So and that's why I've kind of stayed stagnant where I'm at in the league. But yeah, it's hard to say.
Okay.
You know, I would agree with that if they're trying to maybe build something, but oh gosh, just knowing the rumors with Morey, it's tough to know.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next title match. Let's just go for the Intercontinental title as we have The Miz taking on Jason Jordan. And this is pretty much the same thing as well. What you're saying is The Miz has the odds to win with 1-7. Ugh. Those aren't good odds, though. But I wouldn't take him. I wouldn't take him because once again, disqualification. He has his flunkies out there. Jason Jordan is maybe not his time to win the match. He could win the match and not win the title.
Right. Easily. Yeah, especially if they're really looking to build him. It's you know, and it may not be, you know, Miz may not actually, in my opinion, he may not actually lose the championship until it's time for him to go on, you know, paternity leave. Yeah, that'd be correct. Make sure I get my gender right here. you know, that would be my guess, and I don't think that's still until probably a few months down the road. You know, we're probably still, I'm going to guess, probably about maybe 6 months, maybe, down the road, maybe. So, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say on that. Yeah. I kind of agree with that. You know, I'm thinking that Jordan may actually win this because of a disqualification. Because they're not going to, I don't think they're going to move that championship until that time, so.
Yeah.
Because Miz is great. I mean, Miz is great on the mic. He's got it all. And, he, you know, kind of funny how we're following this matchup with what we just talked about. Because Miz was one of those people that was in the doghouse when he first came in, too. And he's shown that he's got a respect for the business and everything like that. And they always seem to be given him great pushes now. So, you know, if Amore needed somebody to look to, been there, done that, The Miz would be one of those people.
Never care for The Miz. Never care for him because they're burying Enzo.
Yeah.
And Enzo can't come back and say something, the real stuff he wanted to say. So it's, you know, it's basically, to me, it's one-sided on Enzo's half. You know, The Miz is okay. He's not nothing special to me. I can care less. Because it's one-sided conversation. That's probably my only little gripe there.
Yeah.
What match should we run into next? Because I was running off doing something else. Where to try to find it right here. But we're going to go to Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt, man versus man.
Yeah.
We got even money here.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too. And I think that's probably because of just what you had mentioned, because it's man versus man. They're not going to bring out the demon, or that's what it's called for here. So, yeah, mano a mano. Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't know what they're doing. The rumor is that, next up for holding the Universal Championship in the top five, and both Wyatt and Baylor are both in that top five, so I think that's kind of why we're even money here.
Even money isn't a problem.
Yeah.
This is where you wouldn't put any points. It's too close to call.
Yeah.
Very close to call. Disqualified. None of that matters in this instant. So, since it's even money, not in the pick'em league. You don't have to give out your picks. But who would you pick in this match? Since it is, they're saying even. So you got to make a pick.
I would probably, gosh, they don't seem to like giving Wyatt a push for some reason, because it seems like he should get up into the upper echelon of the title hunts and things like that. So I'm just gonna go with Baylor. I would think Baylor might be come out the winner here, because it seems like Wyatt's good for good long storylines with, or somewhat storylines with people. So that just seems like that's what they like to do with him.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I would go with, I'll go with what's Finn. I mean not Finn. I meant Bray Wyatt. Just to continue the story. Yeah, just to continue the storyline. See, I told you I could beat you. Without your demon.
Yeah, and that could be something too, because they seem to, because now you got because now you continue with this storyline, and maybe even do some kind of great blow up match for like Survivor Series or something.
Yeah. Trying to look up something else, but it's not working. But let's see, where should we move on to next? Let's go with the Raw tag team titles, as the tag team champions Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins would take on Sheamus and Cesaro. Well, I didn't even roll the odds, even though I didn't care. 4-1 to 4 odds on this match. Yowzers. This is and no, yeah, and Dean and Seth are picked to win at 4-1, I should say. All right, people, I'm gonna give it to you right here for free. No reason for Seth and them to lose. I think you gotta always worry about disqualifications. That's the iffy thing.
Yeah, as
They'll
always.
retain their title. They need. I don't know if they want to continue this feud or not. You gotta go by that as well. But I do not put money on title matches just for that reasoning. But I would actually, since there's all title matches, seven matches, and there are only two non-title matches. So if you want to spend around your little cash that you have, you're going to have to bet on a title match. And this is the one I'll bet on. And I would actually, I might, and I say I will. This is probably the one I'll put my money on for Ambrose and Rollins. no reason to break these guys up yet. They need a loss, but they don't need to lose the titles.
Right.
So, there's that one.
Yeah.
What do you got here? It is close odds, though.
Yeah, it's another tricky one, just like I had mentioned before, because, you know, we do have the big pay-per-view that's looming in the horizon is Survivor Series. So, you know, it's like how much of this pay-per-view they're going to build into the next one. So, you know, yes, I agree that Ambrose and Rollins, it's not time for them to lose their title. So I could see that the Bar could win this match by DQ. I think it's unlikely, because I don't think Ambrose and Rollins is like a team that would go for a DQ, because that's more of a heel tactic or something to that effect, or some kind of outside interference. So, you know, unless they're trying to build something up with having like a three-way or a four-way tag championship match, like a Survivor Series. So, I'm kind of leaning towards Ambrose and Rollins, because I just don't see them getting too complicated with this match. So, yeah, that's what I look at.
Okay. I actually found something just a little bit what I was looking for. But, all right, let's jump back over here. And then let's talk about the ladies. And we have the Raw Women's Championship match. Alexis Bliss as a champ versus Sasha Banks. Emma, Nia Jackson, just added Bayley. This is
what now throws the proverbial monkey wrench into the odds, since it just was announced this week with Bayley added.
What? They have a 25% 20% chance of winning.
Right.
No, that's not how odds work, people.
No. Yeah, unlike how much was it Michael Cole said that on the thing about, well, when it was four-way, he said 25% chance. I was like, the smart fan would know that it's not the correct. I agree.
That's not how that works.
Yeah.
They never say a guy has a 50% chance of winning. They never say that. They only say the odds when they're more than four people. They never say when there's three people.
Right. Yeah,
they never say
50-50. Yeah.
They never say 50-50 or 33 1/3% yeah. chance of winning. They don't say all that. Only when it comes down to 4, 5, 6, you know. So they're predicting on here Alexa Bliss to win. Which is, you know, not my pick. And Alexa is at 3-2. I wouldn't. Nope, not my pick. So far, they don't have the odds up. You got the odds up for now that Bayley has joined, or maybe she might be the front.
I couldn't find anything, and I'm just wondering if they just did that just because it was in San Jose or San Jose, as Sheamus said on Raw. I don't know how many people caught that, but I thought that was pretty good. But I don't know what the real reasoning behind all that was, and I haven't caught anything why they added to a five-way, unless, you know, there's going to be some kind of shenanigans going on before the match.
Yeah. So here's an example of how, just in case people don't know how odds work or how the percentages work, this is a great match to teach you how they work. So we get Alexa Bliss at 3-2. So what you have to do is bet $2 to win $3. So she's not even a favorite, because she has good odds. You bet you $2 to win $3.
Right.
And so you have bad odds if you're the favorite. So we get someone like, okay, wow, Sasha Banks is the favorite. Okay, so we get someone like Emma, who is 15-1.
Right.
You bet your $1, you win 15. Emma's not winning. They ain't a way out.
No.
So, and then Nia Jax, who's my pick, is 4-1. You bet your $1, you win 4. And now that, I guess these odds would have changed, but when Bayley was at it, but I guess the worst odds is Sasha Banks. I mean, the best odds to win, but the worst odds to win money, if you want to win money.
Right.
It would be Sasha Banks, and she is 2-1. No. Alexa Bliss has better odds. She has a 50% chance. So, so you bet $1, you win $2 with Sasha Banks. So, I guess Emma is there. Alexa was the favorite. She has slightly worse odds. So, I'm going with Nia Jax.
So like you're trying to say, basically with the odds, it's kind of almost, it's really close between Alexa and Sasha.
Yes,
for really odds wise, yeah. That's 3-2 and 2-1 are extremely close. So, with Bayley, it's like, well, gosh, what's the deal with that? Like I said,
yeah. But as if you're watching the odds and you're making bets, I mean, make sure you save what page you had the odds on, because the odds will change coming up. You know, if you are betting on these sites, you know, it's overseas sites and smaller sites that you can bet. You need go through some channels to do so. But if you're betting friends and you think you get the upper hand and you need a little bit of help winning, you know, use these odds. It will, you know, I don't. I usually pick without them because I'm good. So I don't I don't need the help, though. Yeah. But I would pick Nia Jax. Maybe when I'll lose, but I'll take the loss. And I don't. I'll give you another one of my tips, people, you know. I will not bet on a multi-man match. I do not waste my money on multi-man matches. They could have Emma win just for the Emma to win, just to shock people, just to shock the number. If I could control something and I had 15-1 odds, I would just throw it on Emma. Just why not?
Right. Yeah.
It's predetermined. So.
Yeah. I don't think they are necessarily writing their storylines just with the odds in mind. They're doing it to hopefully make great television. I'm torn on this match just because of Bayley being added. I thought Bayley was going to come back in a singles, you know, match kind of storyline happening versus just getting thrown into the fatal five way. So that really, really confused me. Before she came in, I actually thought maybe they would keep it on Alexa, because Alexa just, you know, kind of creates great heat with her character and everything like that. So I'm still kind of leaning with Alexa, even though, you know, I can see your reasoning between on Nia Jax, but you know, once again, like I keep saying, we have Survivor Series down in the near future on the horizon, so we don't know what's going to happen with that. But you know, some of these smaller matches may not make the card. Some of the single matches, things like that. Yeah. So, and you know, too, hopefully Survivor Series, in my opinion, going a little tangent, hopefully Survivor Series will be more of a brand versus brand. Hopefully we'll get a couple of those matches thrown in there too. So.
Okay. I found some odds on Bayley. This is date and time. Why they got date and time? I guess they got the odds at the time. Oh, they have the odds, the time that the odds came out. Let's see, what's the closest date? And they have Bailey at 3-1.
3-1. Oh gosh, that doesn't help at all.
But let me see. Let me see what's we got. Emma dropping. And this is different. Totally different side. Okay, Emma was very close the first time. So they got Emma down to 12-1.
Oh,
Nia Jax is now 5-2.
Ooh,
Alexa is still the favorite at 6-5.
Okay,
you're winning a, you're winning nothing. you got Sasha Banks at 9-4. So,
oof,
yeah. She is still the favorite to win. So.
Yeah,
which is, and at least Emma moved around. Okay. Yeah, let's. I was hearing they might add a another match to this. You heard that or?
Yeah.
Seen that?
Yeah, I saw that they might be looking into that too, and that was that the Hardys versus the club?
Yeah. So, you know, let's, if it does happen, if it doesn't happen, it's all right. You know, let's just make a little bet here.
Okay.
This is some horrible odds, but they give the odds on Gallows and Anderson winning at 9-11. That's impossible. I gotta see the Hardys odds, because those are bad odds.
Right. Those are
some bad odds. That means you're losing money. So maybe they threw it out there just because they hear a rumor that they will be going at it. But I wouldn't touch that. I would just go off pure feeling on that one.
Yeah.
There's no reason to get into that one.
And I wonder, I hate to say this, because wasn't the Hardys in a match on a pre-show where there was at the venue that there was a ticketing issue, so there wasn't a lot of the crowd in the arena yet, and so basically they were wrestling in front of like nobody. And so I hate to say that this may be another one of those matches that may be on the pre-show.
Ooh, yeah.
And God, would they do that to the Hardys? You know, again, hopefully that you know where this is at. This is in Los Angeles, I believe, right? So hopefully they wouldn't have a ticketing issue with this event, this venue. So, but yeah. I, you know, if this happened, God, I'm kind of toss up. I mean, horrible odds, Anderson and Gallows. But if it is on the pre-show, you know, smart money, I would have to say. Maybe they always like to try to do the pre-show on a high note, so they always like to try to have the faces winning. But if Rollins and Ambrose are going to win, would they want another face team to go against Rollins and Ambrose for the next pay-per-view, unless it's, you know, a four-way? So yeah, it's hard to say. And that's probably why the odds are 9-11 or 11-9. So
yeah. Okay, let's move to our co-main event. This is John Cena versus Roman Reigns, and damn, this one's kind of, this is a toss up. This is kind of hard. Damn, I wouldn't know who I would pick. Just going through some other sites of other odds as well. It's not a pick 'em, but it's close to it. This is a very close match. On this particular site, it has Roman Reigns winning, and he is 1-3. One of three odds of winning. So that's good. But they only say who's the predictions of the odds of the winner. I went to another place. You get your money. Let's see. We got Roman Reigns at 5-4. and Cena at 4-7. So Roman Reigns still has. No, he doesn't. It's close. It is extremely close. Just, you know, a little bit over here, a little bit over there. The one I'm, site I'm on is flip-flopping back and forth because they put out the times, actually, of which odds are, you know, as the times they put out the odds at that time. So
right, right.
And it's yeah. going, it's just flipping back and forth. My pick, and I don't know if I would have put money on it. I might. This is a little tough one. I may wait till the last minute. Usually I put my odds in Thursday, Friday, but I'm going to have to go with none other than Roman Reigns to win this match. This is a tough one, people. This is almost split down the middle. These odds are, if you calculate it, is extremely close. So, yeah. I'll pick Roman. What is your, where you go with it? Where are you putting your money on?
You know, I'm kind of in the same ballpark as you are. However, some of the things that, you know, are in the background here is that, of course, Cena has a whole bunch of projects outside of WWE going on, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he loses so that he can go away, because he has won so many times and still gone, you know, gone away to do his projects just to come back, like this particular little feud with Roman Reigns that he's got going on, you know, before he came back and was a quote unquote free agent, you know, that was, right before that was, you know, his match where he, teamed up with, Nikki Bella versus Maryse and The Miz, you know, that was, you know, I was thinking that, oh, that, you know, they're going away for a while, so they're going to lose, but no, instead, you know, they won, and that's when the proposal came, so, you know, so it's, you know, it's very hard to say, so, Reigns probably needs the win, you know, more than Cena does, but I never count out John Cena losing at a pay-per-view, because even though he's going to, he's probably going to go away for a while. So it's, for me, it's hard to say. I don't know where I'm picking. It's just, for me too, it's just too close.
Yeah, it's very, like I said, it's extremely close on that one. Yeah. So we got, you got any other, before we get to the main event, got any other side predictions, anything you, would bet a friend on that may happen at this event? Not someone getting smashed through the Smash Announce table. That's a given.
one of the countries' foreign announce tables are going to get smashed. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I think so. So, no, I don't have anything I could think about. You know, this match. Of course, this pay per view. This, of course, is a Raw branded pay per view, but. You know, I would love seeing some footwork, some groundwork, being laid, started for, you know, for Survivor Series, a brand versus brand, where, you know, somebody from SmackDown would come in, you know, start maybe a little something, you know, and then somebody from Raw can come at, SmackDown's, pay-per-view. In, you know, a few weeks to, you know, maybe start laying a little, like I said, laying a little groundwork for brand versus brand at Survivor Series. So don't know if the writers are that smart, but we'll see what happens. I wouldn't put any bets on it, but I would just love to see it.
Okay. I was going to say, you predict this, a SmackDown guy would show up on this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Who's from California, huh? That'd be pretty cool, but let's see. We'll see. Okay, let's see. What do you give me if there was any blood? You think it's gonna be blood tonight? Hard way, soft way.
In any of these matches,
including the world title match.
Yeah, you know, they're possibly, you know, if there was, I would say it would probably be Braun versus Brock. That would be the only match I could see them doing it on. And it would probably, most likely, I could see them, I would go the soft way, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that. So, anything else that's going to be, any other matches that's going to happen, it would probably be the hard way and by accident. But, yeah, I could see them do that.
Right.
I would probably be Brock. It'd be probably Brock that would be bleeding because he can pull that off real well.
And I was thinking about this last night. I was like, if they're burying Enzo, this is the way to bury a man. So if I was going to predict something, if they're really burying this guy, this is how they're going to do it. Not only does Neville hit the Red Arrow, he wins with the submission as he hits both.
Oh.
Enzo's not kicking out. But Neville wants to punish him a little bit more by putting him in the rings of Saturn as well. So not only beating him with both finishers. That's how you embarrass someone. Hitting both your finishers on them. If they're planning on this burying the guy, so if they do that, you know. You're going to know. So I'm predicting it's going to take two finishers to finish off Enzo Amore, because he ain't going to lift him up. He ain't kicking out. He ain't touching the ropes, but he's just going to transition over just to stick the knife in him. Just to twist it a little more.
I like that. That's good.
So now we are going into our main event for the WWE Universal title. We have the Beast Brock Lesnar taking on Braun Strowman.
Monster versus Among Men.
Yeah. And these odds have been flipping and flopping, but it landed on eventually none other than Brock Lesnar at 2-3 odds. I don't know.
Yeah, this is very hard to say because the rumor is that Lesnar doesn't have any more appearances left for the rest of the year in his contract.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of time, since this is kind of an odds-on kind of thing, they do bring in a lot of the outside stuff. So they say that a lot of time this is the time of year that Lesnar takes off because he is working on his farm at this time of the end of the year and that kind of stuff. But we're also used to Lesnar disappearing for a while. And then, of course, a lot of the fans out there will whine, "Oh, he's not defending the championship within 30 days, and I thought that was supposed to be in the rule book," and all that kind of stuff like that. So it's hard to say. And then also, TLC is in Minnesota, which is his home state. So there's just so much outside influences that you can, possibly overthink the picks and the odds on this. So, yeah, it's very hard to say what could happen. I think Strowman will eventually win the title sometime, but I'm just not sure when. I mean, it could be now. It could be next month. I mean, I think he would be a great champion.
Yeah.
They're really built. I mean, they've been building him for a long time. And they, one of the first matches they were building him was the My High Trio from Rocky Mountain Pro in New Era, Colorado. I mean, I like Strowman a lot. I mean, I would love to see him win, but I'm just not sure if it's the time.
It is not the time to put the belt on him, but is it the time for him to win?
Yeah, that's true.
They like, this is the main event, but they do like doing goofy stuff.
Yeah.
Went to another site, which has Strowman at 15 to 8 odds.
Ooh.
That's they, but before that, well, no, they have. Okay, so these odds are actually. They actually changed the odds big time. I read the wrong timing. This is a closer time to right now. 5-2 odds. But at the same time, Lesnar is still at 1-4. So, yeah.
Yeah.
he still has a little bit better odds, but the odds got closer.
Right.
A lot closer.
Yeah, and like we kind of been alluding to, and to kind of maybe put it just a little more clear, the odds are kind of more always geared to a clean finish, you know, a retain, and not like a disqualification. Because like you might have been almost saying, is I could see this match ending in a disqualification where Lesnar retains, and he can go away, and Strowman will win the match, and so it doesn't hurt Strowman's push at all, and he could, you know, Strowman can build the feud up for TLC or Survivor Series. So yeah. So I'm almost leaning towards Strowman can win the match by DQ. That's all that's required for like our pickup league.
Yeah,
we just have to pick the winner of the match.
Yeah. You know, Paul Heyman gets involved. This when managers and titles are involved, and you know it's not Strowman's time, but they don't want to pin him. They're not definitely not going to have him tap out. What do they do? So the only option is screw you, finish. Yeah, I beat Brock Lesnar, but he, you know, ran off with his title, whatever.
Yeah.
So. This one's tough as well.
Come back, you coward. You know, I could see him say something like that.
And then I got another pay-per-view.
I'm not finished with you yet. There you go. I just wrote it.
Yeah. And they continue this feud past Survivor Series, because is this going to be at Survivor Series? This main event Survivor Series? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
That's our next pay-per-view, and that's a joint one. So, who'd you pick there?
I could see Strowman winning on with a DQ win.
Yeah, me as well. But there's all your odds on No Mercy. But don't forget, people, odds do change, and in some betting sites, the odds will change no matter what your bet was initially. So. Read up on it. Just take a little extra time to look up if you're betting on these odds. If you're setting odds with a friend, make sure you save what you wrote, because next day the odds will change on certain sites, saying they're, you know, different than before. And you know, most of your bets should be prop bets. How long a match would go, stuff like that. That's more set in stone. That, you know, it's harder to control. You know, so. Just to make the pay-per-views a little bit funner, I would not be watching this pay-per-view live, because this weekend right here in Las Vegas is a very big wrestling weekend. We have ROH's pay-per-view and house shows on Friday and Saturday. That's going to be super fun. And on Sunday, we have none other than FSW's Mecha show.
Right.
It's going simultaneously with the WWE show. So, and they're both at Sam's Town. All these events are actually at Sam's Town. We have viewing parties at Sam's Town for WWE pay-per-views. And ROH is going to be there. Like I said, FSW is going to be there. So I might have to actually catch this one a little later on or something like that. But, it's the ROH Death Before Dishonor, because they had the anniversary show as well in Las Vegas. So, yeah, it come out twice a year. Hopefully I can catch the Saturday show for their TV tapings. As I hope Kenny King catches the ROH TV title, but are you catching this live, or are you catching No Mercy tape delay? How are you catching it?
I'm not real sure, because just like you, we've got a big wrestling weekend out here in Colorado as well, in Denver. Friday night is our going to be we have a double booked day, so I've already chosen what I'm going to do, and I think you'll probably agree with me and like my pick. But Rocky Mountain Pro is having their Friday night gig at the Rec House pub. But also the same night, Lucha Libre and Laughs is having their Shatter the Glass Ceiling. So they're going to, what that is, you know, what does that say? You know, people have heard that saying before, the glass ceiling, and that refers to women breaking the glass ceiling. They're going to crown their very first Lucha Libre and Laughs women's champion, and one of the participants is one of Finn's favorites, Miss Alligato. So she's going to be in the tournament, as well as a few other women that you guys may have heard of. Lanny Luck, Sage Sin is going to be there, Luvita Bates, and I forget the other two. Rochelle Riveter, one of the new up-and-coming in Rocky Mountain Pro, is going to be there. And then I forget the sixth person, but it's going to be a all-night tournament to crown the first women's champion. And that's the one that I'm going to go to.
Was it what did we call her? Sumo Darling?
Oh, Solo Darling is going to be there too. Yeah, so there's the other participant. And she's taking on Alligato in the first round. So, I thought you were. So I talked to her this past weekend. I was like, "How the heck did you draw Solo Darling for the first round?" And she goes, "I just don't know. I guess somebody likes me." So, so that should be fun. Saturday night, Rocky Mountain Pro is going back to back nights, but they're going to be in the Jefferson County Fairgrounds with their just regular live show. No Fight TV tapings. They're not taping yet for season 3, but the season 3 is going to be a good start off. I believe they're going to tape when Hacksaw and Chip Duggan is coming in town for one of their events. So that's going to be their first one. And then Sunday is Primo's Wrestling, which I still have yet to go to, and I might go to this one because they're doing a big event on Sunday night. So I may go to that. So I may be catching, just like you, I may be catching No Mercy on replay. But so yeah, we got a big weekend out here too.
All right, and I don't have anything to finish off with here. You want to do the plugs, or? If you have them?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, guys, if you guys have enjoyed our odds on show
no
here.
Mercy.
Huh? For yeah, for
odds no mercy.
For no mercy. We have all kind of great other shows you can listen to on the brand new Trending Topics Network. So other great shows such as our other show. This is kind of weird to plug in our other show, What's on Fight. Because we're always in the middle of it. So it's a great show. We'll have a couple episodes coming up in the very near future. And we're going to have a special show. We're going to have a special guest from another podcast come up with us. So that'll be fun. We have also Lou Chat, hosted by you, Finn.
Yes. Lucha Underground is barely wrapping up, but I've been just sitting back, letting it build up again. I learned how to not find Lucha Underground spoilers, so I'm letting it build up, and I'm gonna hit it hard, very hard show. I've been extremely busy trying to find time here and there, so Lucha Underground, Lucha Chat has to be done, because this might be the final season.
I'm gonna
give my thoughts. Yeah, so either way, it's been a great run. So but what else we have?
Well, I was going to ask you also, too, are you going to wrap up the NYC as well? Do a wrap-up episode?
Actually, I've been going on a vacation a lot. Every weekend, I've been leaving town, seeing new stuff. Went back out to California for the weekend. So my weekends are packed with just traveling and helping other people. So yes, I need to do finish up the fin in the NYC, where we broke down the NYC, the Mae Young Classic, in a different way than just the typical, yeah, this girl beat this girl. We went down to how this girl looked, how this girl seemed in the ring, stuff that no one cares about. How sometimes people don't care how women wrestle, they just care how they look.
Right.
So I'm breaking down how they look versus how they wrestle, because you could always wrestle better, you can't look better. Some of these women look horrible, and they need upgraded, and they can be terrible as long as they look good. It's some guys are happy with that, so.
Yeah. We got to remember this is wrestling is one of the greatest, longest shows on earth, and sometimes it's all about presentation.
Yes. I don't have my notes, but I know this one off the top of my head. It is the European Uppercut, European Perspective of All Pro Wrestling. Okay, that's all I got to say.
We also have the Spanish announce table, who has previously slammed your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge. We also have Wrestling Cheers, Hanging with Heavy, CFL Easy Picks, Legends on Siren FN, which I think actually is now going to be, they're changing their name. I think it's going to be, Siren is changing their name to, I think, Siren Radio, I believe I heard.
Okay.
I think that's a good name change. We have Eurovision Showcase, The Tuts Experience, All Beer Inside, STFU, TTN at the Movies. Look for another episode from me and Daisy. We've got it recorded, just editing it now. And then Selectacart and Squabblebox box, hopefully coming up in the near future, and various other one of shows. In fact, I have a show in the works. I just have to narrow down a time to do an interview with probably a little teaser here with the owner of one of my local promotions that I've talked to before. Gonna leave it at that. So, gonna probably do a little sideshow myself.
All right. So, looks like you check your odds, get the jump on your friend if you're betting them on some cool wrestling. Get some insider information, because some of these odds are good, but they're not always right. So go with your heart as well. You got anything else to say here? We run out of here.
I'm good. So I think on this show we say, may the odds be on your favor, in your favor.
It's good enough. All right. No, I just end with Finn Nisht.
Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. The sun is alright, at least that night. Oh, in Vegas, 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 Vegas. The sun is alright, at least that night. Thank you.